Well, the last meeting.
我们到了最后的聚会。
Peace is really a very important factor in the Bible.
圣经中和平是一个非常重要的因素。
And I hope that all the saints will go to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们一同来到以弗所书第二章。
And see how important this peace is.
来看一看这个和平是如何的重要。
The whole chapter talks about the Lord on the cross tearing down the middle wall of partition.
整章都是说到我们的主是怎样拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
The partition between God and man.
神与人中间的分隔。
And the partition between Jews and Gentiles is no more different in a new covenant.
犹太人和外邦人中的分别不再存在了。
In the Old Testament days,
旧约时代里,
this separation is very strict, fully according to the word and the law.
他们的分别是非常清楚的, 并且是照着律法上所记载。
But in the New Testament,
但是在新约里面,
Christ has accomplished a wonderful thing on the cross.
基督在十字架上成就了一件极其美好的事。
I think many believers have not paid attention to this. Let us read together.
我想很多基督徒没有注意这件事情，但是现在让我们一同来读。
And beginning in verse 11.
从第十一节开始。
Perhaps I will just read it. Okay, I will just read it.
我来读给弟兄姊妹听。
Therefore, remembering that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called circumcision, made in the flesh by hands.
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手。 在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。At
that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望。
Terrible.
好可怕。
It's a terrible situation.
真是可怕的一个光景。
So in the Old Testament days, you have here the nation of Israel and the rest are the Gentiles fully separated.
所以在旧约,一方面你有以色列人,一方面你有所有其他的外邦人,是完全分隔开的。
Now, it says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ, of Christ.
但是如今,你们从前远离神的人,却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。For
he himself is our peace. Who has made both one. This is an amazing work. Now there are no more two, but one.
因他使我们和睦，或者成就了和平，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。Right,
and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Wonderful.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙，太好了。So
you have to realize the Lord did not just take away the sins of the world, but he broke down the middle wall of partition.
所以我们要知道。 他不仅在十字架上成功救赎，拯救了我们，还拆毁了中间隔断的墙。Having
abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man.
Amen.
And from the two, right? Thus making peace.
15节, 而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇, 就是那记在律法上的规条, 为要将两下, 借着自己造成一个新人, 如此便成就了和睦, 或者和平。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Peace is a wonderful accomplishment of Christ on the cross.
和平是基督在十字架上的一个美好的成就。
That he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. In verse 16.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇, 便借着十字架使两下归为一, 与神和好了。
I hope this will be written in your heart.
我盼望这些话能够被
Christ accomplished a great work on the cross by accomplishing this peace.
基督在十字架上成就了一件大事, 就是成就了这个和平。
Firstly, reconcile us to God.
头一点是使我们与神和好,
by his precious blood.
借着他的宝血。
Of course, removing the sin of the world.
当然他也除掉这世界的罪。
And then he made both the Jews and the Gentiles together.
然后他使犹太人和外邦人能够来在一起。
Not in a common way.
不是普通的方式。
Not coming together on the table and discuss peace, no.
不是向人坐在一起来谈一谈怎样和平。
But on the cross.
乃是在十字架上,
he terminated the old man.
他把那个旧人终结了。
So he terminated the Jews and terminated the Gentiles. There's no more Jews, no more Gentiles.
在那里他了结了犹太人,也了结了外邦人,就不再有犹太人,不再有外邦人。
And bring both of us in himself and created a new man.
把两下在他里面, 带在一起造成了一个新人。
This is the Lord's way.
这是主的路。
It's not a matter of tolerance.
不是说彼此容忍。
It's not a matter of agreement.
也不是彼此同意。
It is by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是借着主耶稣基督的十字架。
He destroyed the enmity.
他毁灭了冤仇。
And he destroyed the old man in both parties.
他把两面的旧人通通了结了。
And in himself through death and resurrection, he created a new man.
在他自己里面,借着从死里复活,造成了一个新人。
It's called a new man.
称作新人。
Because it's neither Jew nor Greek.
因为不,or Gentile. 既不是犹太人,也不是外邦人。
Otherwise, the Jews will say, oh, you see, now you have to join us.
要不然犹太人说,看啊,现在你要加入我们。
Oh, they will make everybody Jews.
叫我们大家都变成犹太人。
So it's not that the Gentiles are now joining the Jews. No, not like that.
所以在他的工作里,不是叫外邦人加入到犹太人里面。
Oh, no. The Jews will say, well, before you're strangers, okay, now you're normal. No more strangers now. You joined the Jewish nation, right?
要不然犹太人说,过去你们是外邦人,现在你们加入我们,都一同做犹太人。Not
like that.
不是这样的。He
terminated everything.
他把这一切旧的都了结了。
In himself,
然后在他自己里面,
he created a new man.
他造成了一个新人。So
in this new man,
这个新人呢,
No more Vietnamese.
不再是越南人。
No more Chinese.
不再有中国人。
No more German or Swiss.
不再有德国人或者瑞士人。
No more Americans.
也没有美国人。
No more you and no more me.
也不再有你,不再有我。
So where's the trouble?
那难处还有什么难处呢?
No more trouble.
没有难处了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is God's way.
这是神的路。
Then why do we still build a Chinese church?
那为什么我们今天还建造一个华人教会呢？
The church of the Lord, Chinese, is the new man Chinese?
这个教会应该是主的教会，这个华人是新人吗？
Vietnamese, the new man, is it Vietnamese?
请问这个新人是越南人吗？
The,
也不是。
Is the new man Swiss?
这新人是瑞士人吗？也不是。
This new man is Christ.
这个新人就是基督。
What are we building here?
我们今天在这里建造什么？
Is it a Chinese church?
我们建造一个华人教会吗？
American church?
还是美国人教会？
The first Baptist, second Baptist, third Baptist?
还是第一浸信会、第二浸信会、第三浸信会？
What kind? There is no more kind.
人们什么样的教会？这些没有这个样了。
There is a new man.
在基督里只有新人。
No more difference.
再没有分别。
Not too many believers today see this.
今天没有太多的信徒看见这一点，很不幸的，很不幸的。
May the Lord have mercy.
愿主怜悯我们。
Let us turn to Galatians in order to help maybe some of you to really see. Let's turn to Galatians.
我们一同来看哥罗西书，后面两本书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Galatians chapter 3. Beginning in verse 26, let me read again to you.
从第二十六节，我 26?
Yes, 26. Chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Chapter 3, Galatians, 不是 Colossians, Galatians. 加拉太，加拉太书。
对不起，对不起。加拉太书，三章二十六节。
There it is. Yeah.从二十六节开始，
对不起，从二十六节开始。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受浸归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So if that is the case, Paul says there is neither Jew nor Greek.
如果这是这样的情形的话，保罗说就不再有犹太人、希利尼人。
No more Vietnamese.
不再有越南人。
I don't consider brother Tu as a Vietnamese.
我所看见不是认为兔弟兄是越南人。
Don't say I'm an American Vietnamese or I'm a Vietnamese American. No, you're not.
也不要说我是越南裔的犹太人，不，你不是。
In Christ there is no more.
在基督里不再有这些。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
No more American Chinese.
也没有中国华裔的美国人。
No more American Swiss.
也没有这个瑞士裔的美国人。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It is neither, slave nor free.
不再有自主的，不再有为奴的。
Even neither male nor female.
或男或女。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
One.
一。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
One person.
一个人。
If we are one.
如果我们是一。
Not just.One in a sense of trying to be one in oneness, right? But we really become one because we are all in Christ Jesus.
我们不是想办法来合一，乃是在基督耶稣里已经成为一。
Just like you're one person.
就像你是一个人。
You have many members, but you're one body.
你有身上有许多的肢体，但是你是一个身体。
Because you're one body.
因为你是一个人，是一个身体。
Your foot will never kick yourself, right?
你不会用你的脚来踢你自己，对吧
？Your left and right hand have they fought one another?
你的右手有没有跟左手打过架
？But you will fight with somebody else, right?
但是你会跟别人打架，对不对
？But you will never fight it with yourself.
但你不会和自己打架。
Have you ever hit yourself? Black and blue.
你有没有把自己打得又青又肿
？No, because you're one entity.
不，因为你是一个单位。
This is how we, the believers, should be.
这我们基督徒就信徒应该就是这样的。
To hit and to fight against the brothers and sisters is just like fighting against yourself.
打人与弟兄姊妹们争斗，这就是与自己争斗。因为我们是一个身体。
We're one body. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们来读哥林多前书第十二章。
Verse 12 and 13. Yes. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
12章12节13节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
For by one spirit we were all baptized into one body.
因为我们从一位圣灵受浸，成了一个身体。
This must be a reality.
这必须是我们的实际。
We are now one body.
我们现在是一个身体。
So, there's no more Jews or Gentiles.Slaves or free? No, we're just one body.
所以这里不是我们不拘，而是我们不再有犹太人、希利尼人、为奴的、自主的。
And we have all been made to drink of one spirit.
我们乃是饮于一位圣灵。
This is the kind of oneness and peace that the Lord has accomplished.
这才是我们主所成就的，一。成就的和平。
You cannot make it.
你凭自己办不到。
There's no need to make it. It's already made.
也不需要你去办到，因为主已经这样造成了。
But if you have not seen it,
但是你如果没有看见这一点，
this is only for you a doctrine.
如果对你来说不过是一个教训，
then it's useless.
那毫无益处。
Then we will still be fighting.
我们结果还是彼此相争。
And we'll still be divided.
我们仍然满了分裂。
And there will be so much trouble in the church life.
那么在教会生活中仍然有各式各样的难处。
Nobody can explain this.
没有人能解释。
This is a very special, wonderful peace that the Lord has accomplished.
这是一个非常特殊的、非常美好的义，我们主所成就的。
He is our peace.
他是我们的和平。
Praise God.
赞美神。
This you need to have this written in your heart.
我们需要这些东西能写在我们的心上。
Without that, you cannot understand Christ as our peace offering.
若没有这些，我们就不能领会基督是我们的平安祭。
You don't have to tell your right hand not to quarrel with your left hand.
你实在不需要告诉你的右手不要和左手吵架。
Do you have to do that too?
需要这么做吗？
I never have to tell my right hand, don't fight with your left hand.
我从来不需要告诉我的右手。
I don't have to tell my left hand, listen to the right hand.
不要打我的左手，也不需要告诉我的左手听右手的话。
And don't beat up your left leg.
不要打你的左脚。
No, don't have to tell the members of my body to do that.
我不需要告诉我身体上的肢体。
Members, you need to practice oneness.
我身体上的众肢体啊，你们要操练，要合一。
You have to tell your members of the body to do that.
你需要告诉你身体上的众肢体。
Every day you admonish your right hand and left hand, don't quarrel, be one with one another.
每天教训你的右手，不要和左手吵架，要合一。
Remember, we have a lot of things to do, so don't fight. You must agree and always be peaceful with one another. Do you have to tell your hands to do that? No.
你需要告诉你的手，今天有很多工要做，你们一定要彼此合一，不要打架，需要这样做这样说吗？
Are we the body of Christ? Are we the body of Christ?
今天我们是不是就是基督的身体呢？
Are we all the members of this one body?
我们是不是都是身体上的肢体呢？
Are we?
我们是不是？
Amen? Amen?
Amen. 是的。
Do we have to practice oneness?
我们需不需要操练合一？
Do I have to daily and all the time tell you don't fight? Don't fight.
我需要每天的告诉你，实时的告诉你，不要争斗。
But if your life and you're walking according to this life within you, this is a life of peace.
但是你如果是照着里面这个生命来生活，这是一个和平和睦的生命。
It's hard to fight.
很难的，会彼此争吵。
But it's not like that among the Christians today.
但是今天在基督徒中间好像不是这个情形。
All the time fighting.
总是彼此相争。
Disagree.
彼此不同意。
All the time each one doing their own thing and I want to do this, I want to do that, and everybody disagrees.
每一个人都要做自己的事情，我要做这个，你要做那个。彼此不能同意。
The members of your body, who is the oldest?
在你身体的众肢体中，哪一个肢体是最老的？
Who is the greatest?
哪一个是最大的？
Have you ever asked your body, members of your body, have they ever discussed who is the greatest?
你有没有问过你身上的众肢体，或者他们之间有没有彼此交谈过，哪一个是最大的？
谁是老大的？
Who's the number one?
谁是老二啊？
Who's number two?
谁要听谁的
？Who should obey whom?
Do we need that in a church life?
在教会生活中，我们需要这样吗
？Who is the head?
谁是头
？Christ is the head.
基督是教会的头。
God has appointed Christ to be head over all things to the church, which is His body.
神已命定他做万有之首来为着教会。
So you can really see this is the reality of our peace today.
所以你现在可以看见这才是我们今天那个一的一个实际。
No need to explain too much.
不需要解释太多。
Oh Lord.
Oh, 主
That's why we come back to the outline.
所以我们来看看这个大纲。
Christ is our peace.
基督是我们的和平。
Peace with God and peace with man.
与神和睦，与人和睦。
And the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
我们的福音是称作和平的福音。
We, as the believers,Should be the peacemakers. We are the sons of God, the sons of peace.
我们是称作神的儿女，是平安之子。
And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
而且神的国是在公义，在于公义、和平，并圣灵中喜乐的国度。
And of course, the Lord is also called the Prince of Peace.
当然，我们的主也是称为和平的君王。
And the God is the God of peace.
而且神是一个平安的神。
And what He wants to give us is the peace. So we have the peace of God, not a natural peace.
而且神
Not truth.
神所赐的是平安，是神的平安，不是一个停战的平安。
Amen.So praise the Lord, you can see everything that has something to do with God must be peaceful.
所以你看见凡是与神有关的都应该是平安。
You know, if what you have is of God, it will always bring forth peace.
在你里面凡是出于神的至终都会带来一个和平。
But if what you have is just a doctrine or a knowledge, you will always bring trouble.
但是如果在你里面所有的不过是道理，那么所带来的总是难处。
Because you can't, you can force everybody to agree with you. You can't. So if not, then you have trouble.
你没有办法叫每个人与你同意，所以呢，结果就有难处了。
But if what I have is really from God and is of God,
但是如果我里面所有的实在是从神而来，而且是出于神的
，I don't need to impose it on anybody.
我就不需要强加于人的身上。
If you disagree, it's up to you.
你不同意，这在于你。
It's your problem with God, not with me.
那你的难处是与神之间的，不是与我的难处。
I don't take it personal.
我不把它当作我私人的这个事情。
Even the Lord, when he was on this earth, if you rejected him, he's going to quarrel with you.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，当你与他不同意的时候，主会与你争吵吗
？He had no necessity to quarrel with you.
主没有必要与人争吵。
Because he came because of God.
他是为神而来的。
And he was fully one with God.
他与神是完全合一的。
So if you rejected him, you're not rejected him, you're rejecting God.
所以当你弃绝耶稣的时候，你不是弃绝他，你是弃绝了神。
So he will not be angry with you.
他不会因此而对你生气。
If you receive him, you receive the Father, not him.
当你接纳他的时候，你接受了神。
That's why anybody who receives him receives the Father also.
所以凡是接受耶稣的人，接受了也接受了父神。
He who has the Son has the Father.
有了子的就有了父。
If you don't have the Son, you reject the Son, you also reject the Father.
你如果没有子，换句话说，你弃绝了神的儿子，你就没有父神。
Because he was one with God.
因为他与神是一。
If I have something from God and I share it with somebody, if you don't receive it, that's fine with me. I won't get mad at you for not receiving.
如果我从神而得，要分享给给你们，别人不同意，我没有什么损失。
But if it were my concept,
但是如果是出于我的一个想法
，and I think I'm right,
并且我认为这个想法是对的
，and you don't agree with me.
而你不同意我
，and even rejected me，
你还拒绝了我
，then we'll have trouble。
那我们之间就有麻烦了。
Because in rejecting what I share, you're rejecting me。
因为你拒绝了我所交通的，你拒绝了我。
So if you reject me, I got mad。
你拒绝了我，所以我就生气了。
那我生气啊，你也生气啊。
Not only I get mad, then you will also get mad。
So at the end, there would be no peace.
末了，我们没有平安，没有和平。
Let me tell you once again.
我再说一次。
Everything that has the source in God will always bring peace.
凡是源头出于神的东西，都会带来和平。
Because our God is a God of peace.
因为我们的神是一个和平的神。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Everything that God did.
每一件神所做的事
will have the trademark of peace.
你都会看见这个和平的标记。
Everything that the enemy has done will cause at the end division and unrest and war.
每一件出于撒旦神的仇敌的事物，结果都是带来混乱，带来征战。
Praise God.
赞美神。
So our God is a God of peace.
所以我们的神是和平的神。
So when Christ came,
所以当基督来的时候
，My one of his greatest accomplishment is peace.
他最大的成就之一就是带来了和平。
We have peace with God.
我们终于与神有了和平。
Romans 5, let us just read again Romans 5.
我们读罗马书第五章，再往前一本书。
You need to appreciate this.
你实在要宝贝这一些。
Amen. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
五章一节。我们既因信称义， 就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神之间有了和平。
Amen. Peace with God. And verse 10.
第十节。
For if we were enemies, we were still enemies. We were reconciled to God through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We have peace with God.
我们与神和好。
And just like what we said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
再回到哥林多后书第五章。
Amen. Verse 20.
第二十节。
And then in verse 19.
十九节。
Paul said that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
这就是神曾在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
God took the initiative.
神采取主动。
We will never take initiative to have peace with God.
我们总是不采取主动与神和好。
You know, in this world, nobody wants to take the initiative to make peace.
你知道今天的世界里，没有人愿意主动的与人和好。
It's very hard to even say sorry.
叫人说对不起都不容易。
Especially among husband and wife.
特别在夫妇之间。
To say sorry. Oh. Okay, I'll just bring you a bouquet of flowers.But I won't say sorry to you. Give you a bouquet.
说抱歉都不容易，顶多买一束花来，送给对方，但是还是不肯说抱歉。
I wonder why it's so hard.
我很奇怪为什么这么难说。
But God here took the initiative to reconcile the world to himself.
但是神自己在这里采取主动。叫世人与自己和好。
Not imputing their transgression to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation.
不将他们的过犯归到他们的身上，并且将这使人和好的道理托付了我们。
Remember, the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
请记得，福音是称作和平的福音。
If you're preaching the gospel to somebody,
你如果传福音给人，
you are an ambassador.
你就是一个大使，
就是神的使者。Trying to reconcile this person who is an unbeliever and an enemy of God, reconciling him to God. That means God wants him to be reconciled with him.
你乃是要把这一个不信的人能够带来与神和好，这是神心里所要的。
To restore that fellowship with God.
让他与神之间那个交通能够恢复。
So Paul said here, he has the commission to have the word of reconciliation.
所以保罗在这里说，他这里得了一个托付，就是这个和好的道理。
And then, now then we are ambassadors for Christ.As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
所以我们既然做基督的使者或者做基督的大使，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Can you imagine God is pleading?
你可以想象神在这里恳求你吗？
To be reconciled, for us to be reconciled.
叫我们能够与他和好。
And Christ has already paved the way, has paid the price, and has done everything to make this reconciliation work.
而且基督已经付了代价，已经开了这一条路，叫我们有可能能够来与神和好。
And here we have the reconciliation, not for the unbelievers, but reconciliation for the saints in Corinth.
在这里说到，不仅是不是外邦人之间的和好，而且是在哥林多教会中的圣徒之间要和好。
They fought with each other.
他们彼此相争。
They have all kinds of problems.
他们之间有许多的难处。
They have family problems.
家庭中的难处。
They have problems among the brothers.
弟兄们之间的难处。
They have problems of sin.
还犯罪的难处。
And they're all believers.
这些都是信徒啊。
So are they reconciled to God or are they not reconciled?
到底他们是已经与神和好了呢，还是没有？
Are they justified by God through faith in Jesus Christ? Yes.
他们是不是因在基督耶稣里已经被神所称义了呢？当然是的。
But are they fully reconciled?
但是他们是不是真完全的与神和好了呢？
You know, Emery, we are friends, right?
Emery 弟兄，我们是朋友，对吧？
One day I did something to you and offended you terribly.
有一天我做了一件事情，叫你真被我得罪。
Do you think I dare to see you?
你想我敢不敢？我敢不敢来看你啊？
If I see you far away, I'll quickly take another way and turn away. I won't like to see you.
我老远看到你过来，我就赶紧转了要走开来，因为我不。不好意思见到你。
Although you never says, now you're my enemy.
你从来也许没有对我说过啊，你干了这件事情，你是我的仇人。
Maybe because you have a great heart, okay?
也许你有一个很宽大的心。
But for me, on my part, because of what I did to you, I will try to avoid you, right? Don't you think so?
但是
I would avoid you.
从我这一面来说，因为我得罪了你，做了错事。我总是想办法躲开你。
You may not realize this. We have offended God so many times, it
right
hurts your conscience.
你也许没有注意到这一点。我们得罪神这许多次，我们的良心里面啊已经不平衡。
That's why you don't like to pray.
所以我都不敢祷告主了。
That's why you don't like to come near Him anymore.
所以你也不愿意来到主的跟前。
That's why your relationship with him is not sweet.
所以你和主之间的关系不再是那样的甜美了。
So somebody has to come to you and says, implore you, plead with you, be reconciled to God.
所以需要有人来帮助你，为神来求你，恳求你要与神和好。
So God was pleading through Paul to the saints in Corinth, be reconciled.
所以，神借着保罗在这里对哥林多的教会说：“你们要与神和好。”
This is important.
这很重要。
How?
如何呢？
By taking Christ once again as our peace offering.
乃是再一次的。接受基督做我们的平安祭。
Even the book of Colossians tells us.
连哥罗西书也这样告诉我们。
In Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里。
God wants to reconcile the whole creation to himself.
神要叫万有能够与他和好。
Because through the fall of man, everything was in chaos.
因为因着人的堕落，万有都成混乱。
Everything was subject to corruption.
一切的事物都毁坏了。
So in Colossians chapter 1,
在哥罗西书第一章里，
Really, God is in Christ reconciling everything to himself.
神在基督耶稣里使万有
Let's look for that verse here.
我们来找找看。
Because everything is created for him, right?
20.
Verse 20? Okay. Right. And by him, to reconcile all things to himself.
便借着他叫万有与自己和好了。第二十节。
Whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And then especially you.
然后特别是你们，二十一节。
Who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶性心里与他为敌，二十二节。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们和睦啊是非常重要的。
For brothers and sisters to be in peace, it is very important.
在主的家中没有和睦啊是很羞耻。
It is shameful.Extremely shameful to not have peace in the house of God.
Yeah.
In the household of brothers and sisters.
在夫妻之中,
between husbands and wives.
在教会,
in the church.
在所有的侍奉里,
in all our services to God.
都应该有一个和睦的光景。
There should be a condition of oneness.
没有和睦的话,
without oneness,
那基督是白死的。
Without this peace, then Christ died in vain.
是白死的。
He died in vain.
所以啊，要认识基督是我们的和平祭啊，你应该进入基督在十字架，怎么样的完成这个和平的这个重要的工作。
So to truly enter into the reality of Christ as the peace offering, we need to come to understand what Christ has done on the cross for the peace.
要不然啊，历代以来啊，基督徒是吵吵闹闹。
Otherwise, throughout the generations among Christians, they are just quarrelings and quarrelings.
过去的五十多年了，我看见了很多很多很多次吵架，吵得很厉害。
In the past 50 years, many a times I've seen the quarrel was so severe among the brothers.
啊，主耶稣。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
你不是我们的和睦吗？
Aren't you our peace?
你不是死在十字架上吗？
Didn't you die on the cross?
叫我们与神和好，也与众神同和好。
To reconcile us to God and to reconcile us to all the saints.
所以我们基督徒今天啊，
so、today,
要承认啊。
So today, we Christians need to confess.
不认识基督做我们的和平祭。
We still do not know Christ is our peace offering.
我这样说啊，
I say it this way,
是很痛心的说，
because my heart is aching,
很痛心，
much pain.
那如果我们的心会痛，
if our hearts are in pain for this,
那你不觉得我们的主耶稣的心会更痛吗？
Do you feel the Lord Jesus' hearts will be even more in pain?
他完成了那么大的工作。
He has accomplished such a great work.
和平和睦。
The peace.
但是信他的人是在那边不能和睦啊。
Yet,
吵闹。
His believers cannot be in peace and they are fighting.
你感觉得怎么样啊？
How do you feel, Brother Chen?
I feel shameful.
我觉得非常的羞耻。
I feel shameful.
我觉得非常的羞愧。
I have to apologize for all of God's people before God sometimes.
有的时候
forgive us our sins.
在神的跟前，我求神赦免我们所有神的儿女。
What a shame!
这真是一个羞耻。
Oh Lord.
Oh, 主啊。
No wonder we all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
难怪我们都要在基督的审判台前显现。
Because we don't care what Christ has accomplished. We don't care.
因为许多时候我们不在意基督在十字架上所已经成就的。
We don't apply him.
我们不在这里运用。
We don't appreciate what he has accomplished.
我们在这里不宝贝他所成就的。
He broke down the middle wall and we built up 10 more.
他毁坏了中间隔断的墙，我们却建造十个更多的墙。
So we need to know Christ as our peace offering.
所以我们需要认识基督是我们的平安祭。
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh, 主耶稣。
Now, one thing we need to come back in all these offerings.
在这许多的祭物当中，我们需要回来看一点。
Apart from the meal offering,
除了这个素祭之外
all the other offerings like the burnt offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, trespass offering, the most one very important factor is the blood of our Lord Jesus.
还有其他的燔祭、素祭。赎罪祭、赎愆祭，在这各样祭的当中，最重要的一个因素是基督的宝血。
And because of our sins,
因着我们的罪
，of our fallen nature,
我们堕落的天性
，our offenses,
我们在神跟前的亏欠
，we became what we were today,
我们成了我们今天这样的人
，terrible。
很可怕的。
We're not for God.
我们不再为着神。
We're against God.
我们甚至反对神。
We offended God.
我们得罪神。
Oh, we kill each other.
我们彼此相杀。
We're absolutely in darkness.
在这个绝对的黑暗里。
Sometimes I wonder why would still God wants to be reconciled to us.
有的时候我在这里奇怪，这样的人，神为什么还要与我们和好？
如果是我的话，算
了。Yeah, if it's me, I say forget about it.
把他们灭了。
Just destroy them.
再重新建造。
Let me rebuild again.
你说神没有这个本事吗
？You think God cannot do that?
Of course, God could do that.
神可以这样做的。
But I'm glad He was not like you and me, right?
但是感谢神，他不像你，不像我。
He will never give up His plan with us.
他。不会放弃他在我们身上的计划。
That's why there is a need of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以因此在这里需要基督耶稣为我们流血。
Whether it is the burnt offering,
在这里无论是这个燔祭
or the peace offering,
或者是平安祭
or sin and trespass.
或者是赎罪祭、赎愆祭
，The blood must be poured out.
在这里，血需要被倒出来。
Yes, and there it must be placed around the altar and the rest under the altar.
这个血需要倒在坛的四周，然后倒在坛的底下。
And the blood of the sin and trespass offering must be brought into the holy place.And be sprinkled seven times before the veil.
然后无论是赎罪祭、赎愆祭里面，这个血都必须要带到圣所中来洒七次。
Christ must die for us.
基督必须为我们受死。
He must pay that ransom.
他必须要付这个赎价。
There is no other way.
除此之外没有别的路。
That's why the blood is important.
这就是为什么血是很重要的。
That's why you all have to be.Appreciative of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们都需要宝贝基督耶稣为我们所流的宝血。
Praise the Lord for His precious blood.
赞美主他的宝血。
Day by day,
一天过一天
，we need the blood.
我们需要他的宝血。
Amen. So when we come to Leviticus chapter 3, the peace offering.
所以我们来到利未记第三章里说到平安祭的时候。
Amen. Again, we can see that the one who brought the offering must lay his hands on the head of the offering.
我们第一点看见 那个献祭的人需要把手按守在这个祭牲的头上
，and kill it，
然后把它杀了。
Every time I bring a peace offering, I should realize that Christ paid such a price because of me. Actually, it is me who killed him.
所以每一次我来到带着平安祭来的时候，我要知道是基督为我而死，更是我将基督杀了。
So if I ask you a question,
所以我问你一个问题
啊 ，Who killed the Lord Jesus Christ?
是谁把耶稣基督处死的，杀死了
？Who will you say who killed the Lord Jesus?
你说是谁杀的？
啊、a hard question to answer.
这个问题很难回答。
On one hand, it was God who killed him.
一方面可以说神。把他杀死了
，because God judged him，
因为神审判了他。
But let me ask you, why did God judge him? Did Jesus do something wrong？
为什么神审判他呢
？So why did God judge the Lord Jesus Christ？
难道耶稣犯了错吗？所以神审判他
？Two, why did he do that？
第二点
，Why did God have to judge Jesus Christ on the cross？
为什么神要在十字架上审判耶稣呢
？Why？
为什么
？You should say for me。
你应该说是为着我。
If I am not sinful, and if we, none of us, were fallen, if Adam did not fall, does Jesus Christ have to die on the cross?
如果你没有犯罪，
no.
我们没有堕落，亚当没有失败，他不需要受审判。
So in another words,
换句话说
，You killed,
是你杀了他。
Because he died, he was punished.He was crucified. He was killed on the cross as an offering for your sake.
因为他为我们受死，他在十字架上受审判，受咒诅，被杀，是因着我们的犯罪。
That is why the one who brought the offering should also be the one to kill him.
这就是为什么带赎罪祭、赎愆祭来的那个人需要把这个祭牲杀了。
If you have this kind of realization,
你如果有这样的认识
you will appreciate more the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你就更宝贝我们主耶稣基督的受死
Really?
真的
So, the one who brought it must lay his hand on the head of the offering and kill it.
所以那个带了祭牲来的那个人需要按手在祭牲的头上然后把他宰杀了
The...Procedure is almost the same.
这个其他处理的过程和其他的祭物几乎是相同的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Christ died so that you and I can be fully reconciled to Him to have peace with God.
基督受死了，叫你我能够完全的能与神和好。
This is a wonderful ministry of reconciliation.
这才是一个真正美好的。一个使人和睦的一个知识
And we can see that the Lord is the only qualified one.
我们也需要看见，唯有我们的主有资格
Because only He is pure.
因为唯有他是纯净、纯净、纯洁的
He is the obedient one to God.
他是那位向神顺服的那
位 Without sin.
在他身上没有罪
Fulfilled all the demands of God for you and me.
他为着你我满足了神一切的要求。
So, God appreciated the inward parts of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神宝贝、宝爱基督内里的一切。
So, all the inward parts, especially the two kidneys and all the fats.
所以这里说到所有的内脏、和腰子和那个脂油
will be offered up to the Lord.
都要献上给神。
But one thing I'd like to share with you in verse 11.
但是在第三章十一节里有一点我要与你们交通到的。
And the priest shall burn them, these inward parts of the two kidneys and the fats.
这个内脏和腰子和脂油祭司要在坛上焚烧。
On the altar as food.
焚烧是献给耶和华做食物。
You mean to say God needs food?
你告诉我说神需要食物吗？
Have you ever thought God needs food?
你有没有想到过神需要食物？
Who's going to prepare the food for him?
谁能为神来预备这个食物呢？
And verse 16 says the same thing.
然后十六节又说了同样的话。
And a priest shall burn them on the altar as food, as an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma.
祭司要在坛上焚烧作为馨香火祭的食物。
All the fat is for the Lord.
所有的脂油都是为都是耶和华的。
We never have any thought that God also needs to be satisfied.
我们从来没有这个念头，神也需要得着满足。
How many times have you have this desire, Lord, I want to prepare some food for you, for the Father to enjoy?
有多少次我们有过这样的想法？哦，父神，我愿意为你预备食物，叫你得着满足。
So if you are not a person enjoying Christ as all of this offering,
今天如果我们不是这样的一个人，是享受基督做这一切的祭物
，and especially as the peace offering,
特别享受基督做我们的平安祭。
Then you probably wouldn't know how to prepare the food for God.
那你大概没有办法来为知道怎样为神预备食物。
Maybe you have never, ever prepared some food for God.
也许你从来一向都没有过为神来预备食物。
To offer up to Him.
把食物向他来献上。
Because you have enjoyed such a peace of.
因为你已经享受过了这样的一个平安祭，基督成为这样的一个平安祭，来满足神。
And especially here in the peace offering, the word food was mentioned.
特别在平安祭里说到这个食物。
I believe it must be in Numbers 28.
我想。在这个民数记二十八章里面，下一卷。
28:2.
Verse 1 and
2. 第一节，第二节。Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, My offering, my food for my offering is made by fire as a sweet aroma to me.You shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time.
二十八章第一节，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要吩咐以色列人说，献给我的供物，就是献给我做馨香火祭的食物。
食物，
你们要按日期献给我。”
Oh Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣。
God has been waiting for almost 2 millennia in the New Testament age for food.
神必定是已经在新约的过去的2000年之间，在等着要得着我们的食物。
Have we ever learned to prepare them for Him?
我们有没有学会为神预备食物
？Now who is going to bring this food for Him? The angels?
到底谁？要把这些食物带来呢？
No,
是天使吗？
Angels are not qualified.
天使其实不够资格。
Christ didn't die for them.
因为基督没有为他们受死。
Christ did not become an angel.
基督也没有成为一个天使。
He became a man.
他乃是来成为一个人。
So we are the only ones who are qualified to prepare this food for God.
所以只有我们是有资格在这里为神预备食物。
People like to work for God, but they don't like to prepare food for God.
很多人喜欢来为神做工，但是没有人愿意为神来预备食物。
Because in order to prepare this food for God, you need to specifically know Christ as all of these wonderful offerings.
因为人要能够为神预备食物，必须认识基督是这一切属灵的祭物。
Remember this, right?
请你记得这一点。
So what is more important for you?
所以 对你来说什么更重要
To meet man's need or to meet God's need?
是应付人的需要还是应付神的需要
Of course we also need to meet man's need.
当然我们也需要满足人的需要
But what is more important?
但是哪一样更重要
According to the Bible.
照着圣经
To meet God's need is more important.
能满足神的需要更重要
This is the primary work.And responsibility of the priesthood.
这一点是我们主要的工作，也是祭司的责任。
Unfortunately,
很不幸的。
Until today,
直到今天
，God is still waiting.
神还在那里等候。
I hope after hearing all these.
我盼望当我们听见这些的话
We will have a change of concept.
我们的观念能够转一转
We will begin to tell the Father,
我们开始
God, I want to experience this rich Christ, all these offerings, so that I can prepare the food with a sweet aroma for you.
我们能开始对神说神啊，我愿意好好的经历这个基督，做这各样的祭物，好叫我能够准备食物，像馨香的火祭来献给你。
Especially the peace offering.
特别是这个平安祭。
But you have to see, according to the law of the peace offering,
但是根据这里平安祭的条例
，it is based upon.The burnt offering, the fire of the burnt offering, in chapter 7, verse 11.
再回到利未记的第七章十一节，我们可以看到，它乃是根据于这一个燔祭中的火祭来献的。
Yeah, we cannot go into details, right?
在这里我们没有办法的详细的说明。
Amen. And then.Also with the unleavened cake.
并且还要带着那个无酵饼。
Yes. Why is it?
为什么呢?
Because the reason why we cannot have peace is because of our fallen nature. It's impossible to have peace.
今天我们之间不能够有和睦和平是因为我们堕落的天性。
Yeah. As we are, nobody can have peace.
照着我们的光景，没有人能够有和睦的情
形。So that's why this world doesn't have peace.
所以今天的世界没有和平。
We'll be fighting all the time.
彼此不断的有征战。
Right. No peace. No.
没有和平。
Now, to have peace, you need a man like Jesus Christ.
今天要能够有和平。你需要有像基督这样的一个人
，A man that is pure，
一个纯净的人
，A man that is not self-centered nor selfish for himself，
一个不是以自我为中心，也不是一个自私的人。
Only he can accomplish this peace。
只有这样的一个人，他才能够成就和平。
So for the peace offering, you have to offer with it。
所以这个平安祭，你必须同时带着。
Unleavened cake.
无效的饼
You have to bring the unleavened cake.
你要用无效饼
Mixed with oil.
调油的无效饼
Unleavened wafers anointed with oil or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil.
十二节并且用油调匀细面所做的饼与这个感谢祭一同献上
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So you have to see. First of all, you need to bring the cake.
所以第一点，你要看见你需要带这个饼来。
So in order to enjoy Christ as a peace offering, you should also be one who enjoys the Lord as the meal offering.
所以要能够带平安祭来献上，你也必须做一个享受基督做素祭的人。
But Another extra point here that we need to see.
我们还需要看见另外一点。
Verse
13. 13节里说
Besides the cakes, the unleavened cakes,
在这些无效的饼之外
As his offering, he shall offer leavened bread with sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering.
还要十三节还要用有效的饼有酵的饼和为感谢献的平安祭与供物一同献上。
Now tell me why.
那么你现在告诉我为什么这里这么说。
Normally, in the meal offering, you can never, it is forbidden to add any leaven in the cake.
在献素祭的时候是禁止你用任何带作酵的东西面。
But why here in the peace offering, especially in the thanksgiving, you have to offer with one, at least one unleavened bread?
但是在献平安祭的时候，特别是随着感谢祭一同献上的时候，要至少要有有酵的饼。
Why?
为什么
？Because
因为呢
？We as a person today.
今天我们做人。
We still have leaven.
在我们里面还有罪，还有酵。
We have leaven.
还是有面酵。
That's why we have problems.
所以我们中间有难处。
The reason why we have problems.
我们所以有难处。
With one another.
彼此有难处。
Is because you and I still have leaven.
因为你我里面仍然有面酵。
So, that's why there's no peace.
所以没有平安。
If You have no more leaven, I have no more leaven. We will always have peace with one another. There's no problem.
如果在你里面没有面酵，我里面没有面酵，你我之间就永远就是平安，不会有难处的。
所以 in this peace offering,
在我们献上这个平安祭的时候
I need to bring a leavened bread here.
我还需要带那个有酵的饼
Give it to God.
在摇祭中献上给神。
It's not for God to eat. No, God is not going to eat that unleavened bread.
这不是为着神来享用的食物，因为神不吃有酵的饼。
But a priest will be eating that with the peace offering.
但是做祭司的要吃这个有酵的饼和那个没有酵的平安祭。
But spiritually,
属灵的意义上来说
，we need to realize that we still have sin.
我们需要看见我们。身上仍然有罪。
John said,
约翰
if we say that we have no sin, we lie and the truth is not in us.
约翰在约翰一书里面说，我们若说自己没有罪，我们就是说谎话的。
That means we should be afraid of that, the sin that is still in us.
这里乃是提醒我们要恐惧我们里面所有的那个罪。
Because I still have that leaven in me.
因为我今天在我的里面还仍然有酵，所以我才与你有难处啊。
Although I don't want to,
虽然我不愿意这样。
But praise the Lord, I can take Christ as my peace offering.
但是赞美主，我可以以基督为我的平安祭。
So I have peace with you.
所以我仍然能与你有平安。
But I have to realize that in me there's still love.
但是我需要知道，在我里面仍然有酵。
Just like in the Day of Pentecost,
就像在这个五旬节那一天
the feast of the Pentecost,
在五旬节的那个
节期 God says you have to offer up two loaves of leavened bread.
神命令以色列人同时要献上两个有酵的饼
That does not signify Christ.
那个有酵的饼不是预表基督。
It signifies the church.
是预表着教会。
Because the church still have a lot of leaven.
因为教会在地上仍然有罪。
Look at the church in Corinth, terrible.
你看看哥林多的教会，那情形多糟。
So when making peace,
所以我们彼此有和睦。
When we are making peace,
当我们在这里要成就和平的时候
，We should realize that we still have leaven.
我们要知道，我们里面仍然有罪的、有酵的成分。
You know, if I don't realize that I have leaven in me, I'm going to condemn you.
若是我不自觉仍然有酵的成分， 那我就会转过回头来定你的罪。
So when making peace, I have to realize I myself am sinful.
所以当我们彼此在成就和睦的时候，我里面必须要知道我身上还有罪。
I have a base for that. A basis for that.
我说这个话是有根据的。
In Galatians chapter 6.
在哥罗西加拉太书第六章里。
Brethren.
这里说到弟兄们。
If a man is overtaken in any trespass.
若有六章一节，弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜
，You who are spiritual，
你们属灵的人
，Restore such one in a spirit of gentleness，
就当用温柔的灵把他挽回过来，在温柔的灵里
，Considering yourself lest you also be tempted，
但是你又当自己小心，恐怕你自己也被引诱。
So that means that, hey, don't just say, oh, look at him.
意思是说，不要指着别人说，看他，看看这个人。
But don't say, oh, it's okay, because you're also like that. No, don't say like that.
当然不是说，他犯罪也行，因为我也是同样的人。
But you have to realize that we all still have leaven, and I have to be careful with myself.
当然我们都要知道，在我们里面还有面教的成分，所以我自己需要小心。
Otherwise, in making peace, I'm always self-righteous. Oh, look at him, look at him. Just look at him. What about myself?
要不然我们在彼此成就和平和睦的时候，我们很容易自意的说：“看看你，看看你都有错。”
Right. So praise the Lord.
所以赞美主。
In this wonderful peace of
在这个非常美好的平安祭里面
，We have to be reminded，
我们需要受提醒
，that we ourselves have leaven，
我们自己里面还是有面教的成分。
It's good to be reminded，
很好，我们在这里能受警惕。
But praise the Lord, we have the precious blood，
但是感谢主，我们在这里也有宝血。
Praise the Lord, we have the light of life。
感谢主，我们这还有生命的光。
Praise the Lord, we can confess to Him.
感谢主，我们可以向他认罪。
Don't say I have no sin.
不要说我没有罪。
You know, in a quarrel,
当两个人在吵架的时候
，It's always about who is right.
总是说谁是对的。
Why I quarrel with you? Because I think I'm right, you're wrong, and you think you're right, I'm wrong.
我们两个所以吵架，因为我想我对你错，你想你对我错。
But we didn't realize that both of us are wrong.
但你没有看见，我们两个都是错的。
That's a problem.
这是一个难处。
That's why, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄们、姊妹们
，The person who realizes his own nature，
那个真认识自己天性的人。
He will not condemn others in making peace.
当他与人和睦的时候，他不会在那里定罪。
Then you will be a good peacemaker.
那你就真是一个能成就和睦的人。
Not because you close your eyes and you're blind.
不是因为你闭起眼睛来你是瞎眼的。
But when you're making peace, you are righteous, and yet you do not condemn.
但是当你在这里寻求和睦的时候，你一面自己是公义的，但是你在这里不是一个定罪别人的人。
Look at the Lord Jesus.
看看我们的主耶稣。
In him there is no sin.
在他里面丝毫没有罪恶。
But because he's a peacemaker.
但是因为他是成就和睦的人。
He did not condemn that woman in John chapter 8.
在约翰福音里第八章，那个犯罪的女人。主并没有定他的罪
，But neither did he just let her go. Oh, forget about it. He didn't say that.
主也没有说啊，那没有关系，那你就去吧。
No, he said, sin no more.
主清楚地告诉他说，不要再犯罪。
That's a serious warning.
这是一个很严肃的一个警告。
It's not a condemnation.
主在这里不是定他的罪
，But the Lord warned her, sin no more.
但是主在这里警告他说，不要再犯罪。
So, may the Lord show us.
所以愿主
，We need to experience Christ as such a sin 啊 ，peace offering。
我们需要看见基督是这样的一个平安祭。
And like we already mentioned，
像我们所已经提过的
，When we realize what Christ has done for us to reconcile us to God，
当我们看见基督为我们所做的，叫我们能够与神和好。
We will make a vow to him.
我们就会向他许一个愿。
Lord, my life belongs to you.
主啊，我的一生是属于你的。
Lord, I give myself for your divine purpose.
主啊，我把自己献给你，为着你神圣的心意。
Lord, I want to be like you.
主啊，我愿意像你。
To live a life through you that is well pleasing to the Father.
借着你过一个能够讨神喜悦的生活。
That kind of the peace offering,
这样的一个平安祭呢，
you can eat for two or even the third day, I think.
你第二天还能吃，甚至第三天还能够吃。
For the Thanksgiving offering, after the first day you eat, the second day you cannot eat anymore.
圣经中的规定，感恩的祭，第一天献上可以吃，之后就不能再吃了。
Yeah, let's quickly take a look to be sure.
你好好看，我们看看，有保，这个很能够有把握。
Right. The second day you can eat, but the third day no more.
这个利未记第七章说，
right.
第二天还可以吃，第三天不能吃了。
The peace offering, if it's a vow or voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day. 是 that he offered his sacrifice, but on the next day the remainder also can be eaten, but the third day no must be burned with fire.
利未记第七章第十
六
节，
第十六、十七节，
十六节、十七节。若所献的是为还愿，或是甘心献的，必在献祭的日子吃；所剩下的第二天也可以吃，但所剩下的祭肉到第三天要用火焚烧。
So that kind of a peace offering, that is a vow and a voluntary, is stronger, stronger.
所以可以这么说，这样的一个平安祭是甘心许愿还愿的祭，是更强的一个祭。
It is longer lasting.
是更持久的一个祭。
Otherwise, you just say thank you, you get away, forget about it.
要不然你只是说谢谢，转身你都忘记这件事。
But just a normal peace offering,
在一个
Thanksgiving,
在一个普通的平安祭的感谢祭里面。
Verse 15 says,
十五节告诉我们，
Yeah, it shall be eaten the same day it is offered.
他说，为感谢献平安祭的肉，到要在献的日子吃。
He shall not leave it, any of it.Until the morning.
一点不可留到早晨。
That means after you, if it's in the morning time, you should get rid of it, you should burn it.
所以如果到了第二天早上，你要把它去除，用火焚烧掉。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So, it depends. What kind of offerings are you enjoying?
所以在这里，根据于我们所享受的这个平安祭是怎样的一个祭。
Otherwise, you say, thank you, Lord, you just run away. Just like the kids, you know, they say, oh, you give him something, oh, thank you, and run away and just forget it. That's it.
如果只是一个感谢祭，像一个小孩子，你给了他的东西，他说啊，谢谢，赶紧就跑走了，转身就忘记了。
Oh, but if you give something great and wonderful that he really likes, my, the next day you even get a thank you note.
但是你如果实在是准备了一个非常好的礼物，而且他也非常宝贝这个礼物，到了第二天，他说不定还送你一张感谢卡。
Oh, even the third day, you even get a hug.
第三天，这个孩子也许还来抱一抱你，谢谢你。
It's more lasting.
更持久的。
And this is really the experience of many of those who really enjoyed such a wonderful.
这实在是那些真实享受基督做那个奇妙的平安祭的人的所有的一个经历。
Your consecration is longer lasting.
你在神跟前的那个奉献是更持久的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
Amen.
Amen. 来吃， Let's still have some prayers, brothers and sisters. 我们再一同有一些祷告。